Tell us what you've heard about the new stadium. Are you excited to play there?
Well, I've actually seen pictures of it as it was being remodeled or rebuilt, and it looks like the perfect college stadium. I mean, the perfect size. Looks like everybody's close to the field. I think it gives the home team a huge advantage, which I don't like, by the way. But it gives them a huge advantage.
Yeah,
it's a tough. I've been there before, even before they did the stadium. It's a very tough place to play for the visiting team.
Yeah, and how do you think that affects you or your players mentally?
Well, we hope it doesn't, right?
Yeah.
We hope no matter where we go, we block all that other stuff out and play our game. But it's obvious that when you have a home field advantage, if things aren't going your way, it can change the momentum by the energy in the stadium. And if things are going your way, it adds to the onslaught that you have to put up with as the visiting team, especially if they're close enough to throw stuff at you and stuff, you know.
I assume you were at San Diego when you went to Utah State before, when you played there, right?
No, I was actually the head coach in New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
We played there a couple times.
I was
at San Diego State,
you...
we haven't been there yet.
Okay. I was going to ask if you noticed an altitude change, but Albuquerque's probably even higher than...
That's the same kind of thing. You can't worry about that.
Yeah.
And there are some no-huddle teams now that might help or be an advantage.
Right.
But in football, it's not like basketball.
Right. Right.
And you get a break between each play. The altitude deal, anybody that brings that up in football, they're just trying to make excuses.
It's good to know. It's good to know. Okay, Coach, just give us kind of a breakdown of your team. What are your offensive and defensive focuses? Who are the players to know?
Well, on offense, we have a great running back coming back, DJ Pumphrey. Most people in this league know pretty much because he's had a couple really, really good years. We're a little short in the offensive line. We lost two starters off of last year, so we have three starting offensive linemen coming back, so we have to fill those holes. Our quarterback's young. He played the last two or three games of last season as a freshman because of injury, but he played really well. So we think we have a sophomore quarterback that's going to play well and be our starting quarterback for 3 years. We hope that comes out right. Our receivers have to play better than they did last year. I mean, we're so dependent on the running game, those receivers ought to be able to make some big plays. And we didn't get enough big plays out of our receivers last year because there's a lot of one-on-one situations. On defense, our starting defensive line's pretty good. The depth factor is really, really young. The guys behind them are really young, so we don't know if they can play. At linebacker, we've got a really good linebacker, Calvin Munson, coming back. But the other guys are going to be young, and they have to earn their stripes, so to speak. In the secondary, we're pretty good. We got four of the five. We always play five DBs. We got four of the five starting defensive backs coming back.
Yeah.
One of them was Defensive Player of the Year last year. So in the secondary, we're pretty good in the secondary. And we have to fill in for one corner, but the corner that's going to play there seems to be just as good or better. So the secondary is good.
Yeah. So you mentioned Kazee was... He was gonna leave, actually. He announced by Instagram, I think, that he was going. Changed his mind, came back. Were you, like, talking to him during that week or so before he changed his mind?
No. What we do, and it's a good service the NFL gives you, whenever you have underclassmen thinking about coming out, you get a hold of the NFL, and they do a survey for you, and they give you an idea where the kid – they give you an idea, and they give the kid an idea where he might get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And then – them and their families have to make those decisions.
Right.
But the Casey family, we had his older brother in our program, was a pretty good running back for us a few years back. So we have a great relationship with the family. And the family is the one that said he needed to come back.
Yeah.
Because he'll play in the NFL, but they wanted to make sure he got his degree. And he's got a really strong mom and dad, and they're really good people. And I didn't have anything to do with that. I don't know which one it was, dad or mom, but one of them told him to come back.
Yeah, I was reading about that, and I guess he wanted to get his degree first, and then
I think that's the parents' idea.
Yeah,
I'm not sure that was his idea, but now he's taken that idea, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's grateful for good influences.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
and that helps you, right? You get a guy like him back on your team.
Oh, sure, sure, yeah.
Well, okay, so he was the player of the year, and then you swept the players of the year, the offensive, defensive, special teams, your players did, I guess. I don't know, like, I was going to ask, what does that say about your team, but that says you have a really good team, right? That's the answer. But, like, I don't know, do you take some validation in that as a coach, seeing your players achieve those individual
awards? I think it's fun for our program when guys get those kind of awards.
Yeah.
But I take them as program awards.
Okay.
I mean, those guys are good players, but they don't get those kind of awards if they don't play on good teams.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to get an award, the other guys around them have to be playing pretty good, or no one will even notice what they're doing.
Right.
And so we try to handle that as a program award. And after last year, we had a pretty good year last year, and we got some guys got some recognition. Well, they're coming back, so they get the preseason stuff. Preseason stuff doesn't mean a darn thing.
Right.
I mean, they go out and play bad, or one of them gets hurt, all of a sudden that name goes off the board, and it's somebody else's name that's up on the board. So
right. As
long it's fun. I mean, it's nice to get that kind of recognition, but it's about playing ball now. It's not about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have trouble ever getting that mentality through to your players and not worrying about what people are expecting of them or not worrying where they rank?
Well, you don't know until you actually start playing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you try to influence your players that this is a team deal. It doesn't have anything to do with us as a team. Obviously, you never know. I mean, you guys are that age. Yeah, you guys believe things and you have your own thoughts, and a lot of guys my age tell you how it should be, and you guys say, I don't know what I'm talking about, and it's been going like that for 100 years. I mean, you all think you know what's going on, and it doesn't matter that I have more experience. You're going to believe what you want to believe. Well, guess what? That's the way our players are, too. They're going to believe what they want to believe until they find out I was right.
Yeah, makes sense. So looking back at last year for just a minute longer, you started the season in non-conference play, not playing up to your standards, right? A loss at home to South Alabama, I imagine, was kind of a low point, and then flipped it around and ran through the conference, won the bowl game. Did anything happen in that switch? Did the team just kind of come together, or what?
As we were going through bad times in the preseason, we actually played a game at Penn State that I actually saw a glimmer of hope. I thought we lost the game because we turned it over three or four times, but I actually thought we outplayed Penn State. And then all of a sudden, I thought we had a chance. Not to have what happened, but I thought we had a chance. And we played good the very next week. And then momentum took over. We played good, and all of a sudden we played better the next week. And all of a sudden, now we're thinking we're pretty good. And whenever you think you're pretty good with talented players, you win games.
Yeah.
And so we got a little momentum on our side, and things steamrolled, and we didn't lose any good players except the quarterback. We lost him at the end of the year. But then the freshman came in and played better than we thought he could play.
Yeah.
So there's some luck involved in this.
Right.
And we lost a couple games early that we had a chance to win because we turned the ball over so much. And then when we were winning games, guess what? We didn't turn the ball over. It's amazing how that changes the momentum of a game.
Yeah,
a game.
That really does. Yeah.
So you mentioned luck. Do you really think it's luck, Coach? Like just how the ball bounces? Or do you think there's like a strategy that you have and your coaching staff has?
I think we coach them well. And I think we have a proven way we do things.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of close football games come down to luck. I mean, a guy fumbles the ball and they pick it up and run. I mean, we're beating Penn State and our running back gains 12 yards. He fumbles the ball and some defensive lineman picks it up and runs it 70 yards back for a touchdown and they go ahead. Well, we didn't tell him to fumble. Then Penn State was really happy when he did. I mean, that's kind of luck. I mean, you know. So you play in a close game, a lot of times luck will determine who wins.
So then you won the title game. And I looked up, I think it was the first outright title for the school since 1986. That sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't get into those things. That sounds right.
Yeah. So how do you take another step? Is that something you want to do? You want to just like, let me rephrase the question. Do you pay attention to things beyond a Mountain West title? Are you trying to get into a New Year's Bowl game? I know those are things you would take if it came. Is that
our idea? Is we don't think about any of that. The number one goal in our program is to win the conference championship. If you win the conference championship and you can play well in the non-conference, you have a chance for more national recognition. Do we think about that? I'm sure in the back of our minds we think about that. do we build our program around that? No, no way. Our program is built on trying to win the Mountain West Conference Championship. And if you do that, that's a darn good year. Doesn't matter what your record is, it's a darn good year. Now, our fans are all into that, you know. You know, if we lose a game, our fans are going to think that we did something wrong. But that's the way fans are everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so last question for you then. Normally my last question is, what's a successful season for your school that I've been asking the coaches? But yours is a Mountain West title, mm-hmm. you said that. So are there particular games that you circle, like must wins, division games, or conference games along that way?
No, they all are. I mean, I hate to be cliche, but if you start circling the game 4 or 5 weeks down the road, you're going to lose the game you're playing, okay? So that when players come out and say, well, we take them one at a time, that's the truth. Or you're not going to win very many of them.
Right.
If you're worried about the game, you know, 4 weeks from now, you're not getting ready for the game you're playing now. So if you're not able to concentrate on the task at hand, you don't have a chance to do what you really want to do.
Are there any games that you guys feel are easier to get people up for, like games that they really just want to win just because of the opponent, like a rival, I guess?
I think there are some rivalry games, yes. Right. I think there's some games that your players, you don't have to worry about the mentality of your players, because as soon as they show up on a Sunday or a Monday, they're excited about who they're playing because they know who's next.
Who are like the biggest rivals for you guys?
Well, our league, it's the California schools. You know, the San Jose's and the Fresno's, we're all in the same system. Yeah. We're all Cal State schools. And a lot of our players were either teammates or played against each other while they were growing up. Yeah. So they all know each other. So the California schools, it's a natural rivalry.
Yeah. Do you have any that are outside of California?
I don't think any that are
they're not as like
they're not like that yeah, like okay. that. It's not like Utah State and Utah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So
yeah. Awesome.
Cool. Thanks for your time.
Thank you guys.